She's a woman, a coordinator. She's not an electrician. Did you not know this? That's exactly what she's asking.
Yeah, we didn't shut it down.
Ray, will you get your beer over there and check for us, son? I'm going to have to raise Charlie in spite of his fucking attitude back up out of a stroke, I guess. It's outrageous. You guys got to get your shit together. It seems elementary you should have turned the power off. You get in there and get this. What do I want to ask him? Quick, please.
Did I hear the other day that there had to be some wiring redone up there because it was you guys wired it wrong the first time, or you messed up the wiring down there? I thought I heard that over the PA or something.
This is some honesty and some bullshit. Okay.
Okay. On the wiring down below, I had put some wiring in. I thought it was temporary at the time, and it was too small. And as far as what had happened there, I believe...
Yeah, some volume.
As far as what happened there, I believe it could have partially affected the windings because it caused... With a too small a wire, it would cause the windings to overheat.
Okay, and, okay. Try to get over there and get that pump. Well, who's going to go down to get the other pump and who's going to do this?
Chuck and Stanley.
Who's going? Chris and Chuck and Carl. One.
Carl.
In times of crisis, Stanley's been noted with whether his motivation or not to have lots of trouble. We damn near had a white knight over him being charged with murder, so I don't want him running out on no fucking tractor under no circumstances. So quit mentioning his name when I just don't do it. There's no reflection against him, but that's just the way it is. And then we went through the damn dog the next time. It was all sort of a setup, but be a nice person's setup is a blonde-headed boy. Okay, get over there and tell him what kind of a motor to try to get us procured in the middle of this shit. Ask them, by the way, ask them if they got that thing that was sent in to these papers from the tax people, which nobody's been bothered to tell me. See if that's been sent, if they got it, and if it was forwarded on to the United States. Yeah, go by the United States. Yeah, thank you. United States Embassy first. But you guys all got to think of this. You're standing around me hearing this. You got to think and ask these questions. Additional what?
Yeah.
Empty bags? Yes. Yeah. Go ahead. Yes. Yes, Julius.
Okay. I don't agree with running from enemies, and I don't agree with running from a fight. First off, but if it comes down to where we're fighting guns with knives, and that's the way it probably would be, because we don't have enough equipment, enough iron to fight with. I figure that we should equip ourselves or else go to the jungle. And if we're not going to go to the jungle tomorrow, I think that we should send people out there and make a way. But we will have a way to get through the jungle.
We're
at
doing
least.
That. That's being done.
So that's my...
Now...
What I would do if it was just me is a different thing. Now, I just came over here to work, okay? People have been here, they work, they build this place up. I wouldn't dare run away from all we built up.
What's that, hon?
I wouldn't dare run away and leave all that we built up here behind. I would rather stay here and die if it came to that.
Don't underestimate our first wave, though. We got some tactical strategies. We had them built so we'd get the first wave that came in. We'd have some automatic. We'd have some machine guns, and we could get some shit. And we got better, more high powered, longer range some things than they have. So we're not totally defenseless, by no means. But I agree with you that we don't have everybody equipped with the goodness we had. But we've got enough firepower to make some use. We better get some tactical stuff done, planning on that tomorrow, because one will be gone out there. And we've got to have a way to get a hold of them. Tactical, how to use the Molotov cocktails and so forth. The battle strategy. That's one bad thing about Steve going on the bulldozer. I see that's a bad mistake. Can't they handle that goddamn bulldozer? Can Al Simon go out there? Because if anybody leads their tactical squad to be there to ambush, so what I hear from you guys, it's not my opinion, what I hear from you guys is Steve's a crack a shot, is that true? Well, then they better do it then. Better talk to him. Where's he? Better talk to him about that. Okay. You better explain it, because I want to be in a position at the bend of that, well, whatever, to ambush and take shit. Because we take shit, then we can move. But they'd be a little more reluctant to come after us with some more automatic equipment. Well, I bet if some of you people knew they were going to get in on this kind of shit, that it jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge. And I tell you, I didn't intend for you to get into this shit, but I knew one thing, we had to be true. I tried to give you peace. I tried to give you peace and security. But you sure didn't have no peace there, and you didn't have anything to live for or die for. Peace. Now,
Walsh, what would I do after the first round? Okay, well, the first round will come down anyway, whether we're here or in the jungle, I feel. So we're going to have to make a stand either here or in the jungle.
There's only one thing I'd say, Julius, that in the jungle, it's one hell of a task to follow us if we use some sense. It is a lot of these folks are scared. Locals are scared. The people, due to the old adage of the agricultural syndrome being connected with slavery, they occupied around the cities. All these soldiers are scared shitless of that jungle. They're scared of snakes, and most of us are not. The few that are, we'll eat them and the snakes. Okay. Do you agree with that? Carl Burnett, come by the pavilion. We've got the first one to cook. Go ahead. Hell, we've been through it. We shot him and we ate him the other time around. That's out of the fucking truth. Go on, honey.
Okay.
Everybody thought they had that. Some thought they had beef. Some thought they had chicken. Some thought they had fish. What's that? Freeze dry. I knew he had teeth. Yeah. One sister kind of bothered. It was in the when the tooth was in the soup. And so one sister said, "I didn't mind taking that soup." She said, "But when that eye bobbed up and looked at him." Ah, shit on you, hypocrites. You're already with a bunch of cannibals, so fuck you. How many of us were here? We were here, honey. And we're just as saved as you are. Didn't know what else to do with some of the bitches. Does that bother you? Anybody bothered with that? High grade of protein. Somebody back here wants to ask Patty Parks, how do you feel about eating somebody if we kill one of the sons of bitches? They never come and ask for them. Somebody want to know that you're not too expressive in your face. How do you feel if they had a white man come in here and tried to stab one of our people, tried to catch him, and it worked out that he got it? How do you feel about eating him if we get another one tomorrow? That's the last one. Come on, Patty, just speak up. I'm not asking the question. Somebody else wants to know the answer. What'd you say? If she's hungry enough, she'd probably eat him. He ain't got no choice. Go ahead. So you want, what's that?
It's a little different. It'll be a different breed.
No, we never knew that. Nobody knew the difference. Nobody knew the difference. Nobody got sick of the stomach or anything. That's true. In fact, they all felt good. Said, "Oh, Dad, that was a good meal." Said, "Reb's cooking up an awful good meal back there." Oh, shit. If I fell off of there and there's anything left of me, you be sure and cook me. Don't waste me.
Okay, I was standing in line thinking that there's a lot of people observing.
I hold it. Some of you people are goddamn funny about that. That don't mean, it ain't just us black folks. I believe a whole lot of white capitalists, the best sports team from Chile, or Argentina going across to Chile, and they got hooked up there in the goddamn Andes. And I believe they ate each other, and they didn't even bother to cook it. They ate it froze. They ate it raw. They ate all their dead teammates raw. Some of their own wives, and some of them their own brothers. And the fucking white folk that settled in California, when they went across Donner's Pass, they all had to eat each other there, and they cooked them and killed some of them. Don't talk to me about none of this. Don't act like this white religious shit to me. Everybody's got this white religious shit until it comes time to eat the flesh and drink the blood. That's what Jesus said. Jesus did say it. The Lord Jesus did say it. He said, "They eat my flesh and drink my blood." I ain't found his, but if we find some of them fuckers. These people have got a long way to go. I mean, they got a long way to go. You can tell when you touch on this shit. That's what Jesus said. Eat of my flesh and drink of my blood. Did he not? Well, I can't find his, so I want somebody else's do. We got somebody back here. We got somebody back here in the back of the building already. How many going to eat him tomorrow? How many not going to eat him? How many not going to eat him? Put your hand up. Because you're going to join the pot too. Or you're not going to be... Okay. Here's sister over here. Join her. She said eat him. Okay, that's good. She changed.
Okay, so could you?
This is the last.
What was that? What was the question? Oh yeah, after the first shot is fired, I figured we're gonna have to. You know, yeah, well, we're gonna have to get our shit together either way it goes down.
How'd you say, Julius?
I see. I was just telling him we're gonna have to get our shit together either way it goes down. You know, it's either fight or flight.
Fight or flight.
I don't believe in fighting. I believe in standing there and fighting. You know, and I think you don't work too hard, and the people that's been here with you working, I think we don't work too hard to be running from these suckers. You know,
that's a point. It's a point. But what is that old saying a great revolutionary said? He who learns to run away lives to fight another day.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask, we if we had elected to stay here and fight,
we'll win one thing. That is that we
will let you sing when the battle starts. You say blowing in the wind, they'll think we've gone crazy.
Love's in need of love. But anyway.
Shit, we're on it. We conquered San Francisco. We conquered this hill. Hell, we can conquer a few more.
But I'm thinking that if we stay here, we will win one thing. We'll win the fact that we weren't cowards. And we believed in what we believed in to death.
Well, we have one bit of encouraging news. The Attorney General's not on our ass. The United States is at this point, but we still got the battle to win here. All right, let's say he's backed off of our ass for the time being. San Francisco Church follows instructions and working night and day, and all their meetings now is letter writing, telephone calling, and dragging their dead grandmothers up out of the grave to sign letters. We got some shit you wouldn't believe. Going through taverns and catching them drunk. Hey, glory! Tandaramo Sakai! Hukamo, fuckamo, sakamo, eatamo. I don't want to suckamo, but we will eatamo. Okay, Julius, you're gonna be our war singer.
Thank you.
Fine. Stand up. First breakfast 10. First breakfast 10, second breakfast 11. Then be your ass in here at noon. Don't move out of your line, okay? I think that gives us reasonable time for rest, doesn't it? I wouldn't try to bathe tonight. You can bathe in the morning, huh? Is that a reasonable time, or does somebody need more rest than that? Some of these folk have had 10 hours already. All people go to the weapons arse. Hold it. Don't move your ass. Shoot them. Get your fucking ass back there. Don't you dare break ranks here in a military emergency. Get your ass back in here. We're not playing picnic tonight. You people don't understand how it is to win a war. No wonder some people say here to stand and fight. But that's one of the reasons I say maybe we better take a look at getting our people out or going into the jungle, because son of a bitch, you don't know what it is to organize yourself in a time of emergency. You don't just walk out like it's goddamn meeting closing. Is 10 o'clock satisfactory? When we get back into the thing, if we win, we won one point. But we got a lot more points to win locally. But to get the fucking Attorney General off our ass right now is helpful. I mean, U.S. So the crazy nigger tactic works. It does work. It has worked many times for us. But don't be confident. Overconfidence, that's what causes you trouble. And I'm sick of you people riding in on me doing it. I think I said earlier I'd take care of that, as I recall. Anybody remember it? Remember, then put on the paper what words I said about it, because I said it. If you heard it, you don't listen. Put your hand on your neighbor. Whatever. The serious issue rests before us of having the local problem resolved. And you think on it tonight. How many know the four alternatives that I mentioned? I think about that. Seeking asylum by stopping work. Stopping work, going on a fast, or something of that sort, letting them feel that, at least stopping work. Asking for asylum in Russia, Cuba, or Mozambique. Our discussion goes on and on. There may be something else that'll wonder. Another alternative, stand here and fight. Get the equipment we can, and I hope we got enough time to go to the jungle. You can combine two with one, maybe. My own opinion is if you want to be sure to get in the jungle, get deep in before you start to fight. Carry your equipment with you and use your heavy equipment as far as your fuel will take you. Stand here. We're buying a boat. Hope we've got enough days for the boat to get here. Perhaps you can go to the high seas on the boat. Equip it so that we can make them, like to make the world know if they shoot us out of the water. That's a possibility because the boat we're getting, if they get moved fast enough, would carry 350 tons and carry all of us in three times this. You hear what I'm saying? I've ordered them to buy it. Now, what was the other alternatives? Mozambique, find out what. You better look at the fucking map now, so maybe some of you will be concerned because your ass might be over there. Maybe you better find Cuba now. You ought to know where it's at. Did I cover all the alternatives? I'll just say that there's nothing more we can do but to lay our lives down and see if we can trust a brigade to go back and help our people there because our people already know that possibility. I've painted it out to them. But I believe in being honest with my people back there. I leveled it with them. I leveled it with a skeleton crew, but I'm ordering it little by little to get through, and I think you'd have known something was up when they were shooting at me over here. Huh? You surely must have known something was up over those days. And they haven't shot at us. It's been a long, many a month, except for those little couple of incidents. So, my loves, you have the alternatives. If I cover those alternatives to think about. What was the other one? Yes, burning your body in Washington, D.C. to bring attention to us? That's a possibility. Or something in Georgetown or somewhere, or both. I would see why. Now we're going to have to ban the military. You've got your military units secured so they'll be sure to be round up here to be in here. I don't know why we can't get up at 10:30 first, 11:30 and be in here at 12. Okay. What were you playing? Everybody has to go straight home. What's your pick right off, Harris? What would you pick? Now those alternatives.
I think I'd pick making a stand in the jungle.
Okay. Well, we're a long way from all that. We won one major thing. So we've got the hours to think about, but something's going to happen all of a sudden. We're stepping up, speeding up, getting the people. You know, I was thinking about him. I want more feedback on what is with his wife. I'm stepping up people. I right in the middle of this tonight when I was woozy drunk, I remember asking because I didn't forget for a minute. I asked about that. Privately, and I asked openly about Versie Perkins' daughter, didn't I? Right in Oregon. I was a goddamn drunk as a skunk. Did you tell your neighbors enough? You better hold the high thoughts now. Mine can help us along here if it's a socialist orientation. So tell your neighbor three more. If you can't think of three, work at it, baby. You ought to be able to. Little Isaac Edwards.
Amen.
Now we are with problem. Never had any flu. People got afraid over conflict of death or life. When you conquer death, the fear of it, you won't have any of these troubles. You know what I'm saying? I had no conflict over it. Shit, it was always with you. You just looked at it now. And when you look at it, one said 2,000 years ago, I looked at the last enemy, death, and I overcame it. Neither what? Death? Nor the grave? Nothing has any dominion over me. It's lost its dominion. O death, where is thy victory? O grave? I've got a little shot around here. Huh? O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Can't have any victory over a communist. I love you. And you've grown stronger. And when we do build a revolution, it'll be a right one, because we started without dreams that were pipe dreams. We didn't have illusions. We didn't have hallucinations. It was based on reality. Sorry for white knights, but at least if the sons of bitches come, let's use them for good. Thank you. I love you. I love you. I love you. All go to your homes immediately. No other place. And don't shovel with people. First group will be gotten up at 10:30 by the whistle. You'll be gotten up by military, but you'll be also gotten up by the whistle.
You're determined whether you're Kohen through the husband, who's a man. Whether you're Jewish or not Jewish is determined through the mother. But the genealogy or the tribe is determined through the man. Now, if this is so, how can Jesus be the Messiah if he is the Son of God? Unless God is a descendant of David, which is ridiculous. He can't say that. So you can't have it both ways. Either he is the son of David and not of God, or Mary really fooled around and wasn't the Immaculate Conception. But if you believe in the Immaculate Conception, you cannot say from the house of David's son. So that's a contradiction of Christianity on the prophecy of Isaiah. There's one, I've never been answered on that, by the way. They've given me answers on other things.
Now, what about the Pharisees, the Sadducees, whatever you call it, Sadducees, and the Essenes, I think was another group? Okay, now what did this Mary and Joseph, they supposedly came from one of those.
Oh, that I don't know. What then does the Hanukkah Haftorah teach us about the Messiah? What truths do we learn? When the Messiah arrives, let me give you the first, the 214. All these are 214. The Messiah arrives, Israel will rejoice, for God will again dwell in their midst. 215. Many nations will be joined to the Lord that day. They will be my people, and I shall dwell in your midst. Israel will be restored to its holy land. Then follows an episode in which the Messianic people is called a branch plucked from the fire, which means that they will have, prior to the state of Israel, there will have been a tremendous disaster that befell the Jewish people. And the shabby cast is exchanged for a beautiful or everlasting present. 3:1-6.
What do you think that relates to?
I think it relates to what we're going to do.
But maybe it relates to Hitler. Is that what you mean?
So that, by the way, there's other quotes which we'll get to which describe it even further. So that a stage of purification may lead to the enduring messianic fulfillment, Israel will implicitly obey God's laws. 3:7-8. Then indeed will Israel walk among the angels and be men worthy of the miracle, again emphasizing the universal aspects of the Messiah, 3:9, that will affect all of mankind. All of mankind will get this universal peace. They will all benefit from it. Then every man will sit safely under this big tree, 3:10. From the above passages and further ones in the Haftorah, we see that the chief features of the Messiah are the following four. One, his rule of truth and goodness will extend over all of mankind. We are very democratic. We don't say you have to believe in the teachings of Jesus. It should extend over all of mankind. The rule is that the men of the Messiah.
He's the authority.
Came into my house in the Lyria. This should have taken. He came to my house in the Lyria. He wanted to tell me about it. And the only reason that I say was to convert the Jews and the Jews. What did he do? I didn't have it.
Yeah, that's what they said. But I can't believe that Mahatma Gandhi is going to
come.
I'm not going to believe in
you. I did not buy the
text.